Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Back in studio live, the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Of course, last week I took a little hiatus, and you know, when the person that's not here that keeps everything in order goes away, things go to chaos, and that's pretty much what I heard last week about the show while I wasn't here.
What else is new? I mean, 2021's here. I mean, we're not even 2 weeks in, and you take a hiatus. I mean, okay, 2020's like, 2021's just like 20, 19, 18, 17 since I've been doing the show with you. I don't know what it is. You must have some photos or something on management or something, but, you know, it's whatever it is.
I will say that I do have influence with management for sure.
Yeah, maybe so. I know this, we talked a little head coach Derek from Frederica with us last week, and I know for a fact that you, when I mentioned that Coach Derek was coming, you could not wait to get out of town. Those are facts. Those are undisputed facts.
From where?
I said, Coach Derek, I'm thinking about you. He called me and said, I'm thinking about petitioning management for some time off. And I said, okay, I'll call Coach Derek and get him to do the show with me. And you said, oh, okay, I'm going to Atlanta. Huh. And I said, hey, man, we're going to talk a little Frederica football. Yeah, I'm definitely going out of town.
Okay. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Peachtree Pest Control.
Termite season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Okay, so I have the authority to speak on this because I am a lifelong Jaguars fan. I've been a Jaguars fan as long as the franchise has been in existence, so I have the legs to speak on the Urban Meyer hire, so let me clear my throat.
Go ahead, DJ.
This is awful. This is a terrible hire. Urban Meyer has never won a game in the NFL, never coached a game in the NFL, and you're going to pay him a truckload of money to come in here and not only coach the team, but then have an influence on the direction of your team for the next decade. You've got yourself in a position where you have 11 draft picks and $75,000 of cap space and the number one overall pick, and you hand the keys over to a guy who absolutely has no track record and is completely unproven. He's won as many NFL games as Jason Bishop has.
He's won 3 national championships at the college level, and I don't recall you having any. He's won 90% of his games at Ohio State, 65-15 at Florida, 2 national championships, a national championship at Ohio State, won 90% of his games at Utah. Mm-hmm. The guy is a winner.
Mm-hmm. And every credential you just threw out is a college credential.
I don't care.
It's a different ball game in the NFL.
We're going to find out.
I want a proven coach to take that job.
You got one.
To get...
You just hired probably the most proven coach out there that was looking for a job.
No, you hired a college coach to come up. This guy has no NFL experience. I want a proven NFL coach to step into that job with so much on the line and so much potential to get things turned around. Because let's be honest, Jacksonville has been rebuilding for 25 years with the exception of one season.
Urban Meyer is a home run hire for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That's the most ridiculous thing that I have heard today, and I've been around you all morning.
Urban Meyer, listen, listeners, K-Bay listeners, Urban Meyer is a home run hire. This time next year, Jason Bishop will be on this radio station telling you, I told you so, Urban Meyer was going to be that's all he needed. He's a winner. He wins everywhere he goes. He's going to win in the NFL. He knows the game of football. He's a CEO. He's one of the best ever.
In a year's time, Urban Meyer will be leaving the organization because they had a 2-14 season, and he'll say that he's got some type of knee problem.
Urban Meyer, within 3 years, will have the Jacksonville Jaguars contending in the AFC.
Okay. The Falcons also hired themselves a coach. They went the coordinator route again.
No proven experience, right? So critique that hire.
He has NFL experience.
No
he's
proven
been a,
head coaching
he's been
experience.
A, no, those are different.
That's
he's
what
been
you
a
just
coordinator.
Said.
Now, again, I don't like this hire for the Falcons either. But he does have NFL experience. He's been a coordinator in the NFL. So I like it more than Urban Meyer. But at the end of the day, the Falcons keep hiring coordinators, and those coordinators keep failing.
Who can you hire?
Maybe the Falcons should have hired Urban Meyer.
What if the Falcons would have hired? What if they hired Nick Saban? Would you critique that hire?
Well, Nick Saban has NFL experience. He's been there before.
Yeah, he went to Miami and fell flat on his face.
I mean, that's a fact, but he at least has NFL experience.
Urban Meyer is going to be going to do well in Jacksonville.
I thought we were talking about the Falcons.
Wait, Falcons, they hired Arthur Smith, offensive coordinator from the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee is a running football team, and Atlanta is built around the passing game.
And you made a really good point before we went off the air. He's had the luxury of handing the ball off to Derrick Henry as long as he's been in Tennessee. The Falcons have the fourth overall pick, and there's a running back that's very similar to Derrick Henry in the draft, actually from the same place in Najee Harris in Alabama.
There you go. He's right there at the fourth pick. We don't draft running backs in the first round, but pass on him and see what happens. He's going to go somewhere and going to be a superstar.
Yeah, he's going to be a good back in the NFL, very durable back as well. Catch the ball out of the backfield, can run the football
do
and
everything.
Block. Yeah, yeah. For the Falcons, I feel like that what they need to focus on in the draft is defense, but taking Najee Harris with Arthur Smith as your head coach makes a lot of sense to me, but then after you do that, you just need to spend the rest of the draft taking defense.
Like, I don't know what their cap situation is, but you got to address the defense, especially the pass rush in Atlanta. Got to have some people, got to get to the quarterback. Drafted A.J. Terrell last year at corner. He played pretty well. Got to get to the quarterback if you're a Falcons fan on defense. Got to get to the quarterback. Offensively, Gurley, love Todd Gurley, but his best days are behind him.
He never really did recover from that knee.
No, and he's got an arthritic knee, the one he had surgery on, so it's going to constantly get worse. But Jacksonville, home run. Hire. I'm not even an Urban. He coached at Florida. I'm not a Florida fan, but the man wins everywhere he goes. Period. End of story. And that's all it's about in the NFL is winning football games. You got a quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. You got a coach that's a proven winner. You got 7 picks in the top 4 rounds. There's pieces in place to get good really fast in Jacksonville.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Actually, from down here.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive. Or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawgs!
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the week in review.
And here we go. Death taxes Tom Brady and the Alabama Crimson Tide. Is there a bigger crybaby in the NBA than Kyrie Irving? Shouldn't the Dolphins have determined that Tua didn't have any talent before they drafted him? It is just now that the rest of the national media are saying that the setup for the college football playoff isn't fair across the board. I have been saying this for years. As always, I see things before other people even know there is a problem. James Harden is not even a top five NBA player. What are we doing here?
Yes, he is.
Write this down. No one is beating the Buffalo Bills. Inevitability, the Georgia Bulldogs getting caught cheating. Hockey dropped the puck on their season, in case you missed it, which I'm sure you did. No one is more dangerous than Tampa Tom in the playoffs, hashtag Super Bowl champs. Did the Jags really just hire Urban Meyer? Why? Why do the Falcons love hiring coordinators so much when that route has never worked for them? Robert Saleh, don't buy a house in NYC just yet. Jets coaches never make it past year one. I hate to say I told you so, but I did say that Alabama would beat Ohio State. Chiefs Packers destined for the Super Bowl. WandaVision is lathered in awesome sauce, and these are my thoughts.
We're on the air whenever you want to pick it up, Kip.
Georgia Bulldogs cheating.
There were recruiting violations they had to self-impose.
A coach picked up his kids from Prince Avenue Christian School and talked to Brock Vandergriff in the parking lot. Give me a break. And you go report that it's, oh, Georgia caught cheating.
That they had to self-impose consequences.
Minor. Yeah, that's it. They reported it. Hey, I said hey to Brock. in the car line at Prince Avenue Christian School. That's a violation. We reported it.
And they got in trouble for it.
No, they didn't get in trouble
Didn't they lose scholarships or something?
They lost. That coach could not visit that campus, so his wife had to pick up their kids every day for a month. That's what happened.
Don't break the rules.
Yeah. Hey, the NCAA said I can't pick up my kids because I waved at Brock Vandegrift. How stupid is that?
Well, don't break the rules.
Who are we sponsored by?
Well, I'm trying to get to that. If you'll,
go ahead.
You got to understand. I'm now back in the show.
All right, go ahead.
You know, we actually do things on schedule.
Talking about somebody's cheating.
Okay. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is sponsored by Cunningham Jewelers, Southern Soul Barbecue, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Alabama Avenue. Accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers and online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Okay, we've got to approach this next subject with, I don't want to say rubber gloves, but we've got to be...
Just say we're going to stir up a hornet's nest. Is that what you're about
to
do?
No, I don't want to stir up a hornet's nest. I just want to be factually correct. Okay. I don't want anybody to perceive me being biased one way or the other in what we're about to talk about, because I don't really have a dog in the race. I just want to talk facts.
Okay.
Because, you know, having gotten involved with the Camden County Wildcat program this last football season, I've had an opportunity to be down in Camden County a lot this last year, and I've talked to a lot of different people who have a lot of different opinions on the football program.
Okay.
And so Bob Spire, of course, is the head coach, and his tenure, I guess, or his contract is to be voted on pretty soon to be renewed or not. And there are a lot of people with a lot of different opinions. And so I just want to talk facts today. You know, I don't want to talk opinions. I want to talk facts. Here's fact number one. The year before, you know, Camden County fans, you may have forgotten this. The year before Bob Spire got here, I think you were 1-9.
And got beat 56-7 at home by Glenn Academy.
Let's not forget that. Now, Bob Spire's second year, you got a little better. You went to 3-7. Yeah, you missed the playoffs. You went to 3-7. Bob Spire's third year, you improved again. 7-4. Made the playoffs. Second consecutive, well, the beginning of three consecutives. Next year, you go 8-3. You improved again. Made the playoffs.
Lost to the eventual state champion who had 59 D1 prospects in Marietta.
Insane. That's nuts. Year three, you took a little step back.
In a pandemic year where you had to go out and readjust your schedule and find people that had an opening that you had to fill a gap in. Not necessarily a schedule maker's dream. You never, in your right mind, go to Warner Robins and play Warner Robins in a regular season game when you're in a higher classification playing a state championship contender. It was just you had to find games to fill slots on the schedule. Tough year.
And you went to the playoffs, and you lost again in the playoffs.
You lost in overtime to a Parkview team that beat East Coweta in the second round.
You lost in the first round in overtime to an Elite Eight team, is what you did.
Yes, good team.
So, and made a furious comeback in that game, by the way. One of the better games that I've been able to call.
Got it to overtime, and just ran out of gas.
So... What I'm trying to say is, you know, we just need some perspective here. And you're right about the 2020 season, COVID, and then Camden was decimated with injuries. It was going to be a tough season. Nobody could have predicted as many injuries as Camden suffered. Now, here's the other thing, though, because everything I just said is factually correct. Everything I just said is factually accurate. The other things that are true is the Camden County program, since Bob Spire took over, even before that, has not beaten the perennial powerhouse rivals in that region. That's Lowndes and Colquitt. Bob Spire is 0-8 against Lowndes and Colquitt. Bob Spire obviously has not won a region championship, which is the expectation here in Camden. And Bob Spire has not won a playoff game in his tenure either. Bob Spire is 3-9 in region play in his tenure. Those are all facts as well.
So you take over a 1-9 football program. That's the fact that it got to that point in Camden County.
Oh, yeah.
Is
unexcusable.
Unexcusable. So you take over a 1-9 football program. What's the realistic timeline that should be given before you start winning region championships over Colquitt County and Lowndes County?
Do you think 4 years is long enough?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what kind of talent they got coming through the program year after year. I know they're talented, all historically have great talent coming through the program, but do you go from 1-9 in 4 years and you start going to Colquitt County and Lowndes and smacking them around? I'm asking the question. I don't know the answer.
How long should it take for that to happen?
I mean, it was a total rebuild when he got here. Okay, 4 years. That's the problem. Everybody wants instant gratification nowadays. You expect you come in, we're Camden County, coming off a 1-9 season, new coach, we're supposed to win a state championship.
Now, look, the other part of this, too, again, facts, right? You had a 5-6 season in 2020, and I understand. Yeah, okay. You're going to throw out pandemic. I understand that.
Right.
There were every team had to deal with a pandemic. Okay, every team did. Camden was not the only one. You had a 5-6 season in a pandemic-stricken year, in which, on early signing day, you had 4 kids on your roster sign Division I schools. And you probably got some more coming in February that are going to sign with Division I schools too. So there's talent on that roster too. That's a fact.
I know this about Camden County football from growing up in this part of the state my whole life. Camden County football is a physical brand of football. Camden County football is a program that takes pride in strength and conditioning and beating and wearing teams down. And just third, fourth quarter, they just roll over them. This program, with the type of kid and the type of athlete and the history, it's not a spread football program.
Traditionally, they certainly have not been.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy.
You're listening to the two biggest studs in the South, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. At least, that's what they'll tell you.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, except no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965. Or 912-996-5820.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Camden County Board of Education will be voting soon to determine whether or not they will renew the contract of head football coach Bob Spire. Spire has spent the last 4 seasons at the helm for the Wildcats and has amassed a 23-20 record in that time. Spire has made the playoffs the last 3 seasons. The Wildcats have not won a playoff game under Spire and have been unable to beat region powerhouses Lowndes and Colquitt in Spire's tenure, going 0-8 against their region rivals. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to give us a like on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
2021 is finally here. Thank goodness. The Georgia Sea Grill would like to thank all of our friends and guests for supporting us through the craziness of 2020. And don't forget, wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. The Georgia Sea Grill.
Cunningham Jewelers wants to thank you for a fabulous 2020. It's been hard, but you have kept us going. Remember all of your gift needs for that new baby, engagement, anniversaries, and your special occasions. Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter your budget. Located at 1510 Newcastle Street in beautiful, historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652, cunninghamjewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
Purple Rain, Purple Rain. Purple Rain, Purple Rain.
Well, I guess this is fitting to lead us into your butthurt segment.
Need a lighter, baby.
Hmm.
Just wave it across the room.
Don't forget, Twitter, our Twitter question of the week. Please go and vote. Bishop_show on Twitter. And the question is, will the Jaguars coach Urban Meyer draft Justin Fields from Ohio State or Trevor Lawrence from Clemson with the number one pick? Right now, we've got several votes in, and it's pretty overwhelming. 83% of our listening audience so far that has voted on this question has said Urban Meyer is going to pick Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah. That's the worst-kept secret of a century right there.
Well, I mean, you just never know. He coached Justin Fields at Ohio State. Am I wrong?
No, he didn't coach Justin Fields. Ryan Day did. Both years he was there.
Well, he might have been involved in getting Justin Fields. Just go ahead.
Get your homework, man.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Man.
What? Just do your homework, dude. I know you were off last week. You know, come here talking about Urban Meyer coach somebody.
I asked. I mean, I wasn't sure. That's why I asked.
Okay.
But I'm sure he had a hand in getting him to Ohio State.
Just do your homework.
Tell me he didn't have a hand in getting him to Ohio State.
I don't know.
Brought to you by J.C. Strother and Georgia Sea Grill.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's Island is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simon since 1930. So you know they're doing it right. Everything you'll need at low prices right here on St. Simon's Island. Free delivery to anywhere on the island. 912-638-8601. Competitive pricing, J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated lumber needs. And, of course, go Dawgs.
And, of course, now this is the part of the show where I have to turn the keys over to Kip and just hope that we don't go off the rails.
We're not.
Kip's Butthurt Segment.
Number five on the butthurt list this week, Jason, the Philadelphia Eagles. You know why?
Tell me.
Because you're trash. You fire.
Tell me how you really feel.
You fire a Super Bowl winning coach. It just won you a Super Bowl 3 years ago because your owner and GM wants you to continue to lose with Carson Wentz at quarterback just simply because you weren't smart enough to look into the future and realize that you blew a lot of money by signing this kid. Doug Peterson wants to play Jalen Hurts as his quarterback. The management, GM, owner wants to pay play Carson Wentz. Philadelphia Eagles, you land on this list because simply you're garbage right now. Number four on the butthurt list this week. Here's a message for the Chicago Bears general manager. Pick up your phone, call your division rival Detroit Lions and say, what do we got to do to get Matthew Stafford? If you don't, Chicago, and you're landing here at number four on the butthurt list, you are going to waste one of the best defenses in all of football by continuing to put all your eggs in the basket of Mitchell Trubisky. Trubisky cost me a fantasy football league championship because I had to pick this clown up.
That's what this is about, really.
Yeah, and they're on the butthurt list, Chicago Bears. You're never going to win. When are you going to learn, Chicago? You've got to have a good quarterback to be successful in the NFL. Name me one Chicago Bears quarterback that was elite in the last 50 years.
Jim McMahon.
Like I said, Chicago thinks they can win everything with defense, and they did in 85. Number three on the butthurt list, the Seattle Seahawks. How on God's green earth do you lose a playoff game to the Los Angeles Rams, who was playing a quarterback with a broken thumb? How? Russell Wilson? How? Pete Carroll? How do you lose to the LA Rams at home? Started a backup quarterback. He got knocked out of the game, and they brought in Jared Goff with a broken thumb, and they beat you and blew you out at home. Really? It's falling apart in Seattle.
Remind me in the next segment to come back to the Rams quarterback deal.
Okay. Number two on the butthurt list this week, Jason, the Pittsburgh Steelers. You start out 11-0. Remember, they were 11-0.
And all the professional experts were saying they weren't that good.
They were 11-0, finished 12-4, and lost to the Cleveland Browns, who hadn't made the playoffs in 17 years, and snapped the football over Ben Roethlisberger's head on the first play of the game. Oh, by the way, Ben's 6'5". And you give up a touchdown, and you get down 35-7 at half to the hated Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's another team, Jason, that might need to pick up the football, pick up the phone and call the Detroit Lions and say, hey, is there any way Matthew Stafford's available? Could he be available? And Ben's getting too old. He can't move around anymore. He's throwing a lot of picks now. That's a sign of old age. I don't know, Pittsburgh. Are you going to address the quarterback situation in the offseason? And number one on the butthurt list, Jason, this week, the Ohio State Buckeyes. Need I say anymore? You give up 650 yards in a national championship game. Get out of here.
In the Golden Isles, when you are talking barbecue, not just any old barbecue will do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked, smoked barbecue found in only one place on earth, Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simons. Don't forget your other favorites, too, smoked ribs, pulled pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday and catering available, 912-638-SOUL, 912-638-7685, online at southernsoulbarbecue.com.
Cunningham Jewelers wants to thank you for a fabulous 2020. It's been hard, but you have kept us going. Remember all of your gift needs for that new baby, engagement, anniversaries, and your special occasions. Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter your budget. Located at 1510 Newcastle Street in beautiful, historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652, cunninghamjewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need. Auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
And in the city, it's a pity, cause we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside. And it's tricky to rock around, to rock around, that's right, on time it's tricky.
I've spent the whole break listening to excuses from Kit Branch on why he lost his fantasy football league. The whole break. That's all I got was excuses on why he lost.
I mean, I don't like to lose. I'm competitive.
The whole break. One excuse after the other.
I mean, you should know about losing. You lose in predictions to me every week on this show.
Untrue.
So you should know about that. You know about losing more than anybody.
Untrue and unfounded.
Okay.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by M&B Liquors and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claim service. They're dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come on by and see John, Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glen County Farm Bureau, or give them a call, 912-265-9175.
He literally spent the whole break, the whole dadgum break.
Don't we have some football games to talk about, man?
The NFL playoffs driving toward the Super Bowl, and my favorite to win the Super Bowl is still in it.
I mean, you've got like 9 favorites. We talked about that with Coach Derek last week on the weekend review. You've picked 5 different teams to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, our listeners are smart, intelligent, sports-minded people, and you come on here week after week and you just feed them this garbage. Today, you pick 4 teams to win the Super Bowl. I mean, again, we're going to come up. March Madness will be here in March, and he'll pick 37 out of the 64 teams to win the NCAA tournament. He'll pick 10 teams to win the World Series this year, including the Atlanta Braves, Padres, Yankees, even might pick the Red Sox this year. You never know. It's just a trend.
I think it's pretty obvious that you get me talking about good football teams confused with me picking Super Bowl winners. Yeah. I think it's pretty obvious that you're having a tough time differentiating between certain language.
I know I can hear. I have no problem listening and hearing because in the weekend review, you said the Buffalo Bills were going to be the Super Bowl champions.
Nobody's beaten Buffalo.
Then you talked about Tampa Tom.
The most dangerous quarterback. Tom Brady knows how to win Super Bowls.
And then you said it, the closeout the segment, The Kansas City Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers were on a collision course.
The number one seeds in their respective conferences. It's gonna there, man. That's be a great Super Bowl.
That's four Super Bowl predictions right there.
I don't understand what the problem is here.
I mean, only one team can win. Four teams can't win a Lombardi Trophy in the same season. Only one can win it.
The Los Angeles Rams are going to be going to Green Bay.
And their season's going to end.
Here's the point I wanted. Yeah, here's the point I wanted to make about the Los Angeles Rams. Jacksonville Jaguar fans,
ooh,
turn me up. Last week, the Los Angeles Rams started a third-string quarterback. They had on their active roster Jared Goff, their normal starter, who was active with a broken thumb. Their other quarterback was inactive. They did not have him on the roster to play. He could not play because they didn't activate him for the game. So what that means is that the Rams coaching staff had a meeting and they said to themselves, we're going to start this guy, but if he gets hurt, we feel like we have a better chance to win with Jared Goff playing with a broken thumb than we do with a healthy third-string quarterback. That's the conversation they had, and that's why they made their decision. They felt like they had a better chance to win with Jared Goff having a broken thumb than playing the other guy who's 100% healthy. And who was the other guy? Blake Bortles.
Ouch. Ouch. The franchise quarterback that everybody pinned their hopes on. But don't worry, Jaguar fans. You're going to get it right this time. You've got a proven head coach.
Oh, my God.
And now
you're trying to bait me.
And you're going to draft a generational quarterback.
You're
Trevor
just
Lawrence.
Trying to bait. I'm not going to take your bait.
Good days are coming, Jaguar fans. Within by 2025, the Jacksonville Jaguars will be consistent Super Bowl contenders
times
in the AFC.
How many times have we said this? Look, the Packers are six and going back to what we were doing. This is what I have to do. I have to keep the show on cue because if you let Kip run things, you don't ever stay on point. The Los Angeles Rams are underdogs, 6.5-point underdogs to the number one seeded Green Bay Packers. They're going to have to go to Lambeau. It's going to be cold. There's going to be snow on the ground. Aaron Rodgers isn't losing that football game.
34-10 Packers.
I like it. I'll say 31-10.
Okay.
Tampa Bay in the NFC goes on the road to New Orleans. New Orleans got a great defense.
They do.
They've got a fantastic defense. They've got Drew Brees. Of course, Drew Brees is not what he once was, but he's still Drew Brees. And, of course, Tampa's coming in with all kinds of weapons on offense for Tom Brady. A decent defense, not as good as New Orleans. So who in the world do you think wins this football game?
New Orleans.
I'm going with you. I'd like New Orleans to win the game, too.
Tampa is going to find out that they can't run the football against that Saints defense, and Tom Brady is going to be sitting back there like a 43-year-old sitting duck today.
I would just hate to see Drew Brees lose that game at home, and I don't think he will.
I don't think so either.
In the AFC, the Baltimore Ravens will go to the number two seeded Buffalo Bills. Buffalo is a 2.5-point favorite, which is interesting because typically you get 3 points for being at home, and the Bills didn't get the full three, so really the experts are telling you that they think the Baltimore Ravens are going to win the football game.
Game of the weekend, I think. This is a great matchup. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson came out of the same quarterback class. Elite quarterbacks in the league. I want the Bills to win, but I think the Ravens are going to win.
I'm taking Buffalo because I think Buffalo and Tampa are playing the Super Bowl.
Okay.
The number six seeded Cleveland Browns go to the number one seeded Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City, the biggest line of the week. They're 10-point favorites. I don't think this football game is close. I think that Kansas City pulls away. I think it's close for a half, maybe into the third. Kansas City wins by two touchdowns, pulls away late.
38-17 Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes throws for 400 yards.
I'll say 38-21.
Okay.
So I like the Packers and the Chiefs to play for the Lombardi Trophy.
That's not what you said 30 seconds ago.
I don't recall.
Yeah. I like the Packers and the Chiefs to play in the Super Bowl as well. That is going to be a great football game.
Packers and Chiefs, that's what you're picking?
That's what I'm picking.
Okay, so we finally agree on something.
But I would like, I like the Chiefs. I don't like the Packers, though. I hope they lose, but they're not.
Bucks and Bills playing for it.
Yeah.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Camden County Board of Education will be voting soon to determine whether or not they will renew the contract of head football coach Bob Spire. Spire has spent the last four seasons at the helm for the Wildcats and has amassed a 23-20 record in that time. Spire has made the playoffs the last three seasons. The Wildcats have not won a playoff game under Spire and have been unable to beat region powerhouses Lowndes and Colquitt in Spire's tenure, going 0-8 against their region rivals. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to give us a like on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
In the Golden Isles, when you are talking barbecue, not just any old barbecue will do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked, smoked barbecue found in only one place on earth, Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simons. Don't forget your other favorites too, smoked ribs, pulled pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday and catering available, 912-638-SOUL, 912-638-7685, online at southernsoulbarbecue.com.
Cunningham Jewelers wants to thank you for a fabulous 2020. It's been hard, but you have kept us going. Remember all of your gift needs for that new baby, engagement, anniversaries, and your special occasions. Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter your budget. Located at 1510 Newcastle Street in beautiful, historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652, cunninghamjewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or
912-998-1965.
college football's got a problem. The problem that college football has is that they keep putting the same handful of teams, or same, well, yeah, like six, seven teams, same six, seven teams every single year in the playoffs, and then the same teams keep winning the national championship, and there needs to be something done. And so, as always, Jason Bishop has a solution, and I will give you my solution right on the other side of this. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Nat's Landing, The Strike Zone, and Pristine Water.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, The Strike Zone. At the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality only at The Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
All right, so every year we see Alabama winning a national championship or Clemson and Ohio State. All right, so those three teams have won 11 of the last 17 national championships. There's a big red flag, big siren, problem.
Why, because they're winning?
Because you have the same teams winning it.
Well, who's beating Alabama this year? Name one team in college football that would have beat Alabama this year.
Nobody. I agree with you. Alabama, you're already trying to misconstrue my point. Alabama was the best team in college football this year, no doubt. I'm not arguing that point. What my point is that every year we see the same teams playing for it and the same teams winning the national championship because they're so much better than everybody else because they're getting all the top recruits. So how do you fix this, Jason? Well, I have an answer for you, listener. How you fix this, number one, you take the ability to rank teams and to pick who goes to the college football playoff away from that ridiculous committee. Do not allow them to rank the teams. Do not allow them to pick them, pick who goes to the college football playoff. As a matter of fact, you do away with those people completely. Let them go back to their regular jobs. You don't need them. Don't need them.
So you go back to the BCS formula.
I plug the computers back into the wall. I start loading data into those computers to spit out who are the top four teams in the country without bias.
Who's loading that data into the computers?
You try to do this to me on the way here.
I'm asking.
You try to do this to me on the way here. Yes, people are loading the data in, okay. But the data is data.
So you got to agree on the data that goes into the computer.
No, you don't have to agree on the data because a team wins, beats X team, beats Y team. That's a fact. That's hardcore. They beat them by 21 points. You can't debate that. I mean, it's that simple. And so what happens, right, as a byproduct of this is what has to happen to get college football fixed. And what happens as a byproduct is that beating a 8-4 Illinois team.
They were 7-5 on the way down here. Now they're 8-4.
Whatever. We'll go 7-5. Okay. Beating a 7-5 Illinois team because they're in the Big Ten gets you some kind of star or feather in your cap because you beat a middle of the road Big Ten team, where then you go and you beat a 9-3 Memphis or UCF or South Florida or BYU or Boise State over and over and over. You can do this. Those teams that aren't in the Power Five don't get the same amount of credit for winning or teams that beat them as a mediocre 7-6 Indiana team or a middle-of-the-road Ole Miss at 6-6, whatever. The teams that are in the Power Five get way too much credit for being good simply because they're in the Power Five, and the teams that are in the Group of Five take way too much flack for not being good simply because they're not in the Power Five. That perception and dynamic must change. And when it does, we fix college football.
How's it changed? I mean, look at Georgia this year. Would you say that they were probably the fourth or fifth best team in the SEC?
Alabama, Florida, Georgia.
Texas A&M?
They're better than Texas A&M.
So you're saying Georgia was the third best team in the SEC this
and
year.
Cincinnati beat them.
No, Georgia beat Cincinnati.
Okay, see this, and this is my point right here. What you're doing right here, You're discounting Cincinnati winning that game as you discounted Central Florida winning the game. And here's a couple of other
Cincinnati
examples.
Cincinnati did not beat Georgia. You just said Cincinnati beat Georgia. They lost that football
Georgia
game.
Stole that game. They were beaten. Here's another point.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's another point for my argument.
Well, there's no argument.
You want to say, well, there's no way that the group of five can compete with the Alabamas and Ohio States of the world. Okay, I hear you. I understand what you're attempting to say. And with that, I will tell you, when Utah was a part of the WAC, when the BCS was still there, I don't remember what bowl it was, but Utah and Alabama played. Utah won that football game with Urban Meyer as their coach, by the way.
Yes.
And then
home run higher.
And then Boise State, a couple of times, won games against powerhouses in those bowl games. Yep. TCU, before they joined the Big 12 and they were in a smaller conference, they went to the Rose Bowl and thrashed Wisconsin out of the Big 10.
TCU's a good program.
But they were in a smaller conference at the time and they didn't get the respect that they deserved. This is my point. There are good teams in these smaller conferences that are capable of competing and winning against these bigger teams. But as long as we have the current formula that we have given this committee the power to be able to do this, we won't ever get an opportunity to see how good those teams from the Group of Five are. And that's a travesty.
Cincinnati was undefeated and lost to a...
Didn't even get a sniff.
Lost to a down Georgia team.
Didn't even get a sniff. Central Florida went undefeated 2 or 3 years ago, and they got sent. They thought they were going to feed them to Auburn, and Auburn lost. They beat Auburn. No, this is my point. Don't forget, Boise State, you want to talk about Georgia, just a few years back, maybe a decade ago, Boise State was on Georgia's schedule, and Boise State beat the Dogs.
In Atlanta.
Beat them.
Sure did. But what did Cincinnati do a couple of weeks ago? They lost. Don't come in here whining about Group of Five. Beat somebody when it counts.
They won't
let
them.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
2021 is finally here. Thank goodness. The Georgia Sea Grill would like to thank all of our friends and guests for supporting us through the craziness of 2020. And don't forget, wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. The Georgia Sea Grill.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to peachtreepest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.